Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
All right, so we're recording. Can we turn this down a little bit? It's a little loud.
It's not loud.
So
and
we
I like that it was kind of in the background.
Our honor, we don't want to get sued by Janet Jackson.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, even though she's being held
captive,
slave in Abu Dhabi.
Dubai? Come on. I mean, fucking people.
So it's Friday. Who's going to get a ticket?
Me, because they have ticket. They have those ticket lights. But this fucking idiot wasn't moving. Anyways, hi everybody.
Hi, it's Ricky,
and it's your mama.
So
whoever your mama is, that's who I am today.
My mom's in heaven.
I'm your mother then today.
So but you better you're here
fucking
in front
listen
of me.
To me. Exactly. I backhand
Roger
you.
Is playing Mexicana Mama and is getting ready to throw a chancla at me.
Yes. Oh, I want to send a shout out to my Pookie because today is her birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Does she
you.
Listen?
Yeah. Oh. Happy birthday, dear Pookie. Happy birthday to
you.
Yeah. End scene.
So we are on our way to a dinner with a few people that are in town for Bear Pride.
Or IML, or both.
Or IML, or all that.
Yeah. All that cesspool of nastiness.
Well, let's not be judgmental.
Cesspool of nastiness.
We're not having dinner with nasty people.
No, I'm not implying that. I'm just saying the cesspool of nastiness that goes on in those places. You've seen it on XTube. You know what I'm talking about.
What's XTube?
I love the titles of some of those because they're so fucking hilarious. It's like IML, walk in one door, get fucked, walk in another, fuck another.
Right.
It's and like 2015. It's like, really?
That hasn't even happened yet.
Right. But like people can, like people, you know, like I feel like I always think to myself, like, do people who are doing these videos, like these quote unquote amateur videos or whatever, like, do they realize that like they have body parts that can be identifiable, so like tattoos, piercings, birthmarks,
double penises,
shit stains. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you can't identify someone by shit stain.
Well, you know, if that person has a problem, be like, oh, I know that shitty motherfucker.
That person had a Snickers bar today.
That is so gross. That person had Indian food today. Ew. Spicy. Anyway.
Oh my god. Why is this happening to us? The traffic is horrible.
I mean, he's not driving. I'm driving. It's fine. Anyway.
We do have a special guest in the back seat, but he doesn't say anything.
He's gonna be...
It's the provider. Can you just say hi?
Hello.
Bobby, you sound like you were getting ready to do a recording for a telephone company. Hello.
No, I love how his voice went up like, you know, like it got real deep. Hello.
Well, he's imagining being at IML 2015.
You will suck this cock. You're gonna get fisted.
Why is Skeletor talking to me?
I have no idea. Ooh, yeah. Anyway, so what's going on? How's your week been? What's the 411?
Good. I have a 4-day weekend. I'm super excited.
Wait, you're not working on Tuesday?
No.
Oh, me either!
Hey! Maybe we can record. No.
No.
We can't record a show because I can't go all the way out there. Because I got to take the girls to the vet on Tuesday.
Yeah, I got to get a haircut and I'm having lunch. And
I got to crush a poof. Yeah. Who are you having lunch with?
My friend. And another friend.
Together?
Yes, we're all going together, yes.
Who?
One of my best friends. I don't want to name this person.
Oh, okay.
You know who, you know, I'll tell you afterwards. But yes, okay. We're going to, I'm going to get a haircut first and then go to meet them.
Where are you going to lunch?
Hash House. Or
Hashagogo place?
Yeah. Oh my
I've never
God,
been
so
there.
Good. We need to go. But it's a,
can
it's,
I go?
Yeah, you could come if you want.
No, I
can
I don't
pick
want
you
to.
Up.
No, it's okay.
Okay, well then fuck you.
I wasn't invited.
Okay. Well, you, I didn't know you were off.
What time are you going?
I think we're going to go at 11 or 12.
It's kind of late.
I mean, how are you going to sit there and try to guilt me into inviting you, and then when I do invite you, you're like, nah, I'm busy.
Yeah,
I'm
busy. No, I got to take the girls at 3, so, but
that's fine, because we're, you know what, because, you know, he's got the little girl, so he probably won't be able to stay out for too long, so I'm we'll probably thinking, be there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours at best.
No,
you'll have more than enough time.
I think there's some, like, Tuesday morning, something's happening, and I can't remember what it is. Like, you know how you schedule something you're not for sure?
Yeah.
Like, what today, I was thinking, what's happened tomorrow morning that I did not schedule and put on my calendar?
Well,
like, oh, yeah, they're coming to pick up the furniture.
On Tuesday morning, I thought you said, were they coming tomorrow?
No, tomorrow. But I was thinking today, what's going
oh,
on tomorrow
got
that
it,
I can't?
Well, then just let me know. You're more than welcome to come. I can pick you up.
Where is
I'll
it?
I'll be in the area. It's downtown.
Oh.
I mean.
Again? Downtown twice in 1 week?
Who's driving? Right.
Oh, you're driving?
Yeah. How else would we get there? I'm not taking
take
the fucking train.
I like... You know, when I take the train now, it's kind of nostalgic. I'm like, oh,
oh
I
didn't realize
this.
That the scent of piss and shit...
It doesn't always smell like that. We got on the purple line the other day. The purple line, and it smelled like a urinal cake.
Yeah.
And
like what you smell right now with my hair and then piss?
Yeah. No, your hair smells like shit. It's actually
right.
It's actually giving me a headache.
Right. Shit and piss is what it smells like.
So yeah, we're on our way downtown to have dinner with some listeners. RC, his boyfriend Jay and Steve, and Tony's going, me and you.
I think
that's it. There's like 7 or 8 of us.
Did you say the guy from Boston, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're going down there, and then, so I had my review today for work. Everything went really well, so I'm hoping that I get a nice little bump in my...
Don't you hate
a little, you... a little, it's not going to be a lot, and it's probably not going to be that noticeable, but I'm hoping that it's
more than $300.
No, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be in the hundreds, although that would be nice, but, I mean, meaning that I'm not going to clear 100 when I take home. It'll probably be more like $60 extra in my paycheck, or $470, you know, at best. I don't know. But it went really well. Everything was, my new boss, who is, I mean, we've been working together forever since I've been
there.
Guy or
girl?
A woman.
Oh.
So, I mean, it went really well. So, I did apply at Ricky's job, and I was not hired on any of the jobs. I applied for 4 jobs. And
no, 3, right?
No, I applied for 4. So I was denied all 4. And the one that I thought, and Ricky thought, that I was best suited for, they told me that I didn't even, like, don't even come at me with this shit. It was basically what it said. And I told
feel
Ricky,
bad,
I'm
but
like,
I can't, I mean, I don't make the choices for that.
No, I know. But I was like, what does that even mean? Like, I can't, like, I just didn't...
You don't meet our hiring needs, is what it said, or
something,
something
like
that.
I'm like, how is that even, like, what does that even mean? And you can't, like, I can't send them an email to say, hey, I'm just curious, like, what does that even mean? Like, I'm not sure, because the other 3 jobs that I applied for, it was like, you, even though you have, like, a good resume, you weren't, like, you didn't meet the other people met the qualifications more so than you did.
Right.
But I was just like, that's so weird. It's so strange. But anyway, whatever. Like, it is whatever. When
totes,
you know,
whatevs.
They get a bomb thrown on them. It's fine.
Can I call in that day? You're like, no.
No, because you're going to have to be there so that way it doesn't look suspicious like I did it.
Oh, okay. Right. And then I got to talk about it on the show.
Right. And then you're going to be like, and then you'll get on the news and then you'll be like, oh my God, it was so scary.
And they're going to make a ringtone and be a millionaire.
Right. Exactly.
All because of you, and then you're going to ask me for money. I'm like, no, sorry, it wasn't your voice.
Right. Ain't nobody got time for that. So I'm a little, needless to say, I was a little upset about that. And then some other stuff is going on that I don't want to discuss just yet, but so it's been kind of a bit of a rough week. So anyway, moving on.
Well, I got new furniture this week.
Moving on to much better
things. Thanks to my friend Michelle at work was like, you can't hang out with Roger anymore. And I was like, why? And she's like, because when you're with Roger, you spend money.
Wait, does she know, like, that we...
She knows we hang out all the time. And she goes, every time you're with Roger, you come back with something. You got the bag. You got the furniture. You got some more furniture.
Now, I'm assuming that this person is, like, you and her are really close.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and Jules are.
Right.
Okay. Because, so we're sitting at the furniture store... And I look over to Ricky as, you know, the things are going down. And I'm like, you know what I just realized? I'm like, oh, my God, Tony's not going to want us to hang out anymore. I'm like, because every time we hang out, you come home with a fucking purchase.
I'm like, is that like, right?
Yes.
And I was like, truth be told, the furniture, yes, I did kind of encourage the purchase. We'll say
the
I
bad.
Encouraged. Oh, yeah, the bed idea.
Well, we were looking for a bed.
No,
but we weren't looking for a bed.
Okay, right. But I am not encouraging you to purchase things that you don't need or that you weren't looking for. Like, I knew you needed a bed. I knew that eventually you guys wanted to get new furniture. So I figured that I would kind of firmly push those, drive those needs a little bit harder. The bag, that was, he got it as a gift.
It was buy one, get one free, remember?
Yes, yes. You got it as a gift. Anyway, so... but yeah, I kind of thought it was funny. Anyway, so...
He's got his Doinger shorts on.
Doinga.
So we're really excited because we might see half-naked people downtown.
Yeah. Well, we're not that close.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's true because it's in Greektown, right?
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know where the Crown Point...
It's over, like... It's in Greektown.
Oh,
like,
is it?
Yeah.
Somewhere they, like, close there, right?
They built, like, a huge Mariano's over there. It's, like, on the corner there.
Okay.
But,
No, it used to be Dominic's.
RC goes, I like how you booked or decided to go to a restaurant that is completely across the city away from the Bear Pride event.
Right.
And you know what he said? He's like, because you and Rogers probably slept with everyone. You don't want to show your slut faces. I was like, oh, my God.
So
true. You don't know me.
Right. You don't know me. I'm a grown
man. You don't know me.
I can do what I
want. But he do. No.
But 18 people that are down there right now, no.
No, not at all.
Oh.
No.
No?
Maybe you.
Oh, well, that's probably true.
Everybody comes up to you and they call you Bob because you lied to them.
Right.
You tell them your name's Bob.
Actually, you know, I never do that. Once in a while, I'll use my confirmation name.
What's your confirmation name?
I'm not going to say
it. It's Gabriella.
Right. I walk out with a heavy beard.
Gabriella, Lupa, Royer.
I walk out with some heavy stockings, a long black wig, and my name's heavy beard.
And really high
right.
eyebrows.
Like divine. Fucking clown makeup.
Oh, so you had to do like the white dress communion thing and all that stuff?
But no, I did not do the white dress thing, but yes, I had to do the communion. So it's my communion, it's my confirmation name. So when you get confirmed in the Catholic Church, you have to pick a saint.
It's a saint.
Name.
Yeah, Tony has a saint name too.
Yeah, it's a saint. And I chose Saint Joseph because that was,
what was M?
No. So you're gonna think this is funny. I wanted to pick Jordan because I was totally infatuated with Jordan Knight.
And Michael Jordan.
No, Jordan Knight from Lucas on the Block. So,
Saint Jordan. Is there a Saint Jordan?
There is, but he's very, very, I don't think it had to be a saint. I think it was just a name from the Bible. And Jordan...
Is a river.
Was a very small... He, like... They wanted us to pick a name that had a major involvement in the Bible, and Jordan didn't have a big story. So I couldn't pick him because his story was literally like two or three sentences.
How about Ichabod Crane? How come you didn't choose that? That's in the Bible.
Yeah, I didn't realize that would... No, yeah. I don't remember Ichabod. That. So pick a Bob? Any Bob. Right. So then, so I picked St. Joseph. Well, I picked Joseph because that was Jesus' father, supposed father. And I just love the fact that...
Well, earthly father.
Yes. I just like the fact that he was a builder and he...
Oh, look how cute.
Oh, that looks like Soleil.
Huh. She's like, I'm out of here.
Anyways, so that's why I decided to pick him. So, it's Joseph, but I don't have it on any, like...
Joseph.
Permanent documents or anything. It's just on my confirmation.
Tony, what's your confirmation name?
I don't want to say.
Oh. I guess it's really personal.
Yes.
I should have picked something like Abraham or like Abraham or something like that. Like something
you
that was
pick
really
Sarah.
Cool. Sarah. I don't think she was in the Bible.
Yeah, she was in the Bible. There was a Sarah in the Bible.
Oh, there was a Sarah? Was it with an H?
There was
or
a few of
a?
Them. Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't think Sarah was a Bible name.
Oh my God, so many teenagers downtown. Ugh. Can we go home?
You're the one that decided to set this motherfucker up on a Friday.
Set this motherfucker up on a Friday.
Why couldn't you do like Sunday during...
Mm-mm,
I don't know,
busy.
That would
have
been... Yeah.
Right. Is she shooting a commercial? He totally looked like he's commercial modeling.
Oh, God. I hate this... when people fucking do this shit.
I hate driving downtown. I'm not even driving.
You're not even driving, so what are you worried about?
I'm scared. Oi!
I need to... this is where I need to turn.
About shit myself. Where's the restaurant? The next block out?
Yep.
You couldn't get any closer?
Shut the fuck up. You know what? I'm paying for it, not you.
You know what? All right, so we gotta go.
Yeah,
because
this is... you're gonna get a real
shitty... Thank you for calling.
You're gonna get a shitty car cast today. That's
yeah,
right.
That's real shitty.
All right.
Oh,
well,
there's Oprah.
Have a great...
Oprah's busy.
That's racist.
Holiday... Have a great holiday weekend.
Yes. Be safe.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Be safe. Don't drink in boat.
Or don't drink in horse carriage.
Don't drink and eat a whole sausage at one time.
Watch out.
Oi, what happened?
I see him.
Oh, my God.
Everyone.
Oh.
Dana Summer.
Oh. I can't breathe.
Anyways, all right, I gotta go.
This is Ricky.
Because you gotta go, and this is your mama, and we all gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
You wanna say bye, Tony?
Bye.
Deuces.
Hey, can you say thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys in Spanish?
Gracias por escuchar Foul Monkeys.
Oh,
love you, so papi. Nice. 233.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or
no,
just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.